Once we're in our posture, connect with yourself kindly. Receive your body experience. With curiosity, connecting with your feelings and sensations. As they arise, so that you become aware of the sense of being alive. Your body generating self-care naturally, in every breath. Notice that when you connect with yourself and your sensations, you are actually becoming aware of how the body takes care of itself. And all the sensations arise from caring. You're also connecting with the fact that every cell in your body is connecting with others. Creating a community. And helping each other. So love lives within you. As a life sustaining force. And let that connection unfold as a kind awareness, kindly awareness. As an inner presence of love. Within you. That understands you perfectly. Doesn't judge you. Doesn't think you should be different. And sees you exactly as you are. And understands you completely. And breathe with that. If you want, for a moment, put a hand on your chest near your heart, or give you a little hug. It's a gesture. From the love principle to the self and to the human being you are. And if you want, you can let go of that gesture and stay connected. In the house of love within you. And bring to mind someone close relationship. Someone dear to you. Invite him to be with you in this loving space. See their face, their eyes. Their expression. Their body. And notice that at times we don't quite see this close person fully. We see a little bit. And when we're stressed, we just project onto this person. A cardboard figure. With no depth. No background. No childhood. No conditioning. And other times, we see them understanding that there is a lot that you don't see. And they're doing the best they can. Considering what's happened to them. Now bring to mind someone you don't know that well, but someone that you've had an experience of distance with. Moments of stress with this person. Like missing each other. See their face, their expression. Maybe you hear their voice, the tone of her voice, their voice. And connect with this person. Invite her or he, him or her, into this space of kindness. And let go of the cardboard figure and the projections and assumptions. And sense their humanity. Their childhood, life experiences. difficulties, become aware that there is a lot that you usually don't see. And instead, we project onto this person. A shallow image and miss their humanity. Notice that. And for a moment, connect with that humanity that is common with yours. And consider that just like yourself, they're doing their best. Considering what's happened in their lives. And now bring to mind a person with whom you've had difficulties. So much that you've seen them as enemy. Invite him to this space of kindness. Connect with their presence. Maybe hear the tone of their voice. And drop as best as you can all the projections that you usually put on them. The hardened cardboard figure. Let it go. And connect with their humanity. It's a person that has had a life that you don't know. A childhood, unpleasant and unpleasant experiences in their lives, just like you. And it comes with particular conditioning. Like we all do. And he or she is doing their best they can. He's trying to be happy, he or she. Just like you are. They're trying to be well. Just like you do. And let go then of any assumptions. And think that everyone here in this room has a life that we don't know, has lived through experiences that the others don't see. Has suffered things that the other ones don't know, don't see. Things happen to you as a child that they don't see. And things happen to them in their childhood that you don't see. And just like that, everyone in this room, in this retreat center, the staff, the maintenance personnel, the cooks, all the staff in the kitchen, there's a depth in their lives. That we usually can't see. But we know they're like us.